Good evening, everybody. Well, another day goes by, and still no newspapers for you New Yorkers to read in order to follow the activities of your favorite comic strip characters. So, here with us this evening on special invitation of His Honor the Mayor is that well-known wit and storyteller featured on the Can You Top This program, Harry Hirschfeld.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I reading the comics now for the second time? Well, I love to do it. Glad to do it for the mayor and for the people especially. But me trying to interpret, you know, all the different type of comics here, they all have different continuity and they all have different lingos. And me trying to give you a true picture of what's going on in these comics, I'm very much like the fellow who invited a friend to see Al Jolson. The fellow says, I don't care to see Al Jolson. Well, he said, wait a minute. What do you mean you want to see Al Jolson? Did you ever see Al Jolson? He said, no. Well, he says, what kind of talk is that? You never saw Al Jolson, and you don't want to go to see him. He says, well, I've seen an imitation of him once, and he's terrible. And that's my position with these comics. And another feeling I got when I look at these comics, I'm almost frightened. I feel also like the fellow who tried to get the job as interpreter at the court. So he tried to sell himself on the job. He says, I want you to know that I speak 29 languages fluently, of which I speak English the best. But the mayor says I should put a little schmaltz into this stuff. To get schmaltz these days, you got to go to the black market, and he's against it, too. So I'll do the best I can, Mr. Mayor. First, from the Daily Mirror, of course, by Ham Fisher, that famous Joe Palooka. You know, they've been trying, these German spies are on this island, and they've been trying to get these war criminals safe. They're waiting for that submarine or so. So I'll read you the stunt now. So one of these, the leader of the Germans, these Nazis, and he's got that searchlight in the dark, and he's throwing the searchlight, and he says, and you know, what's his name? Joe Palooka's on another island watching this whole transaction. And this Nazi leader says, he's almost to the lifebuoy now. Get the machine guns, we're going to the reef. Then silhouetted in this moonlight are these three Nazis all armed with guns, they've got it. And then here's the dialogue again. He says, when I raise my hand, you set it off. See, they got a big thing with dynamite here. It's going to be knocking off this island. And he says, no, let Druten. I swore allegiance to him. I can't. And the other third says, you are a coward, Stieger. I will do it. And it's signed Ham Fisher. It's signed Ham Hirschfeld. Then we got Bringing Up Father. Well, of course, there is no more famous comic in all the world. Any comic that can last 30 years can last forever. The Journal American by then one and only George McManus. Maggie is saying, you know, the brother's been there, and of course old Jig's been sore about her brother being there, and he's thinking of a scheme how he can get rid of him. So Maggie is saying to her daughter, yes, I've convinced my brother to stay and visit us for another week. And the daughter says, I'll bet that wasn't hard to do. Now, the next scene is very, very interesting. Jiggs is at the police station, and the police lieutenant is taking his cap off, the police cap. And that was part of the scheme, because the lieutenant says, well, I'll lend you my hat, Jiggs, but I must have it back by tonight. And Jiggs says, sure, I'll return it by 5 o'clock. Now, here's an interesting scene. Of course, you got to see the picture a great deal in this, always in McManus's stuff. There's a parlor, and on the settee, Jiggs has placed the lieutenant's cap. And the brother comes in, and of course, he thinks the police captain is someplace around there, and naturally, he thinks he's guilty of a million and one crimes himself, and he got all his exclamation marks coming from his head. And the last is Maggie, and she's reading a letter. She's in great consternation. She says, what's this? A note from my brother. He says he's been called out of town. We'll phone where he is tomorrow. Oh, that's a pip. I like that. Now we come, of course, to Dick Tracy. In the Daily News by Chester Gould. Well, the whole world is interested in this. You know, the picture is very, very dramatic here. What's his name? Wet Wash is unconscious outside of the automobile of the finer laundry. And she's driving. Breathless is driving. And he's unconscious. She got rid of him, of course. And she says, ta-ta, Wet Wash, old pal. Pleasant dream. She gives it with a lot of emphasis. Now, they're crossing over the water and up this hill, and she's driving, and it seems like the back door is open of this laundry truck, and the wash is falling out. And she says, I don't know where he brought me, but I just follow this road back to the pavement. Now, the next scene, the laundry keeps falling out of this back door onto this ground and this, the crossing of these, through these fields. And she said, forgetting to close... No, she doesn't say this, because that's the cartoonist's words. It says, forgetting to close the truck doors, Breathless leaves a trail of tattered and soiled laundry as she presses the throttle to the floor. And then, here's the thing. It says, up one road, down another, then onto a winding stretch of gravel when, suddenly, the motor coughs and chokes. And then in the distance, you see the truck, the laundry truck, and she says, it stopped. Now, here's the mysterious new characters come in. He seems he's driving a tractor. He's right in the foreground. Now, you don't know whether he's a Okie, a tramp, or some mysterious character, but his clothes are all tattered, and he's got funny whiskers and a funny hat. So we've got a new character in. Was that enough schmaltz, Mr. Mayor? Now, from the Daily Mirror by Swan, I always love this. These are what we call complete pictures in one comic. You don't have to continue the next day for these. And there are a lot of comic artists who work that way. They're the old school. This is called the Flop Family. They're having a picnic, the Flop Family, and they're sitting around eating pies and cakes and everything. And the wife says, what a lovely day for a picnic. So he's snoozing, the old man. He's had his meal. He's snoozing. The kid's running away. And she says, while you're dozing, I'm going to pick some wild flowers. So she comes back with a big lot of flowers all over. She's got it near her face, and she's holding it up. And she says to her husband, what do you call these lovely leaves I picked, dear? He says, great guns, that's poison ivy. She says, well, don't get so excited. I'm not eating them. Now, from The Evening Sun by Ving Fuller, it's called Doc. And they're all, three women are standing and talking, and two fellows, the doc is coming towards them with another fellow. And by the way, this is also a one-column complete picture. And she says, oh, here comes Doc, just the man I want to see. So she sticks her tongue out for the doc to look. And she says, look at my tongue, Doc. It hurts something awful. So he looks at it and said, it's sunburned. So the doc is walking away with his friend, and the friend says to the doc, who is she? She says, she's the champ gossip of the town. Now, Orphan Annie. Of course, you know, this has been very sad, the trial about Orphan Annie. You know, she was supposed to have killed Mrs. Bleeding Heart, and we all know that it wasn't true, that she didn't do it. So, you know, for a little while now, the jury has come to the scene of the crime, the cistern. And they've all, you know, and what's her name? Miss Polyps, you know, fell into the cistern. So they're all looking around, and remember that little Orphan Annie brought the tire chains and put it across the thing to save her life, so that the chains on the cistern. So they're all standing around, says, tire chains. And the next one says, they make a regular ladder. And the other one says, Annie thought of it. And the other fellow says, it'll save Miss Polyp's life. So they brag, bring Miss Polyp up. You know, they have regular comic stuff here. Woof, blub, blub. Where am I, says Miss Polyp. She's unconscious. And one of the jurors says, you're all right now, and you can thank Annie that you are still alive. And what do you think Miss Polyp does? She's just that kind. She says, pointing to Annie, she says, that little monster, she did that. It was a trap. She tried to murder me, too. And the district attorney with the sly thing says, Eureka, just what I needed. And of little Orphan Annie, all she can say is, what a character. Now we have Winnie Winkle. You know, Winnie says, comes to the officials of the office and says, Mrs. Chaos, you know, Branner draws this up all of Daily News. Mrs. Chaos is on the rampage again, and it's demoralizing to the whole factory. So the manager says, what's wrong with her foreman? Why doesn't he fire her? And of course, the owner of the concern is looking on. He's kind of puzzled. So she says, he did, but she refuses to stay fired. So this manager turns around to the owner and says, such a situation cannot prevail, Mr. Bibbs. What are you going to do? He says, me? So he turns, he says, to the manager, says, you're the expert around here, Mr. Prissy. You fire her. And of course, We have Blondie again from the Journal American. Ah, there's a great character, Journal. There's Blondie by Chick Young. He's one of the real great comic artists of this world. And it comes, the kid comes in and says, "Can I have two cookies, Pop?" Says, "You can have one cookie." So he's saying to the Frau, you know, smart guy, says, "Children always ask for more than they can eat. I just give them half of what they ask for." She says, "You know, that's a good idea." So he's reading the paper and he thinks it's a wonderful thing. And all of a sudden the young girl comes in with the pup, the kid, and says, "Daddy, can I have 1,000 cookies?" He says, "Oh dear, you can just have 500. Now, of course, one of the great comics of the world, started by Clare Briggs, the immortal Clare Briggs, gone a long time ago now, but the great comic still continues by the work of Arthur Falwell and Ellison Hoover, called Mr. and Mrs. of the Herald Tribune. Now, he's saying, "Say, this cream of mushroom is swell," the husband says. "You made it?" She says, "No, it's some I bought." You know, very modest sort of a wife. And how typically wife this becomes. She says, and he says, "Don't see how they can afford to put such soup these days. It's wonderful." She says, "I'm glad you like it." He said, "Didn't you add anything to it? Just heat it? Is that all you did?" "Oh," she said, "I stirred in half a pint of cream." "Oh, you did? That's all, eh?" "Oh," she says, "I chopped a few fresh mushrooms and added a little more seasoning." Isn't that typically like a woman? And now, we got time for one more? Yeah. Red Ryder from the New York World Telegram. And Red Ryder, you know, he's a well-drawn character, too. He says, "So this girl, Vesta Seller, is something special to look at. I'd like to see her, but I got a mend fence." He's saying that to this mayor of the town. He's on his horse. And the mayor says, "She'll be here a spell, Red. Women troubles are hard to get rid of." And the mayor says, "Adios, Red." And the mayor says, "What did you see, Luther? Is that pretty gal, Mayor Boggs? She's heading here." "And she is a beauty." She comes over to the mayor and says, "I'd like to hire a horse. What's your rate by the day?" And the mayor says, "Gosh, if I had a horse, you'd get him free." And all I want to say is, in reading these comics, it's a pleasure to do it, Mr. Mayor. You're still continuing the best idea, and don't let anybody kid us about this. This helps more for morale. This is democracy at the best. And remember this. What kids like, grown-ups like. And the more we stay as kids, the better for this country. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Harry Hirschfield. Thank you for being with us this evening to bring us up to date on the activities of all the favorite comic strips. And remember, folks, for the duration of the newspaper tie-up, your city station will continue to broadcast the Comics Parade twice daily at 8.05 a.m. and 6.15 p.m. Tomorrow night, Ward Wilson will be our guest narrator, and on Thursday, Joe Laurie Jr. Inez Kama reads the morning comics. Harry Hirschfield is heard on the Can You Top This program twice weekly. And remember, for the latest complete news, keep your dial at its present setting. This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.